Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
And we have our next guest in,
we
don't
do, we? The lovely Heath Monaghan.
From Aspire.
It's fantastic to be with you all.
It is. Thank you for coming in. Now, let's have a, before it's a, sort of 6 minutes to one, 6 minutes to three, what am I talking about? Duh. 6 minutes to three. Just briefly, before we go into this, what is Aspire about? What does it do?
Well, Aspire's really, really simple. It's really complicated, but it's really simple. It's a big old building, and through taking on the big old church building that we've been renovating over the last 4 years now, the community have got to own it, and the community have got to say, this is what we want it to be. So it's a community centre, but it's the community deciding what services, what facilities, what things they want in Ryde.
Okay, now, we I mean, it is an old church building. It is a spire in Ryde. So that's pretty obvious. And it's in, I don't remember the name
Dover
of the road.
Street.
Dover Street.
Dover Street, that's
yes.
It, yes. I don't know how to get to it. I just couldn't think of the name of the road offhand. And it's a bit surreal, because you go into this church, it still looks very much like a church.
Yes.
Then you open the door, and instead of seeing rows of pews and an altar, you see lots of computers and a coffee shop and
bouncy castles
and things.
Absolutely, so, there's bustling activity when you walk through the doors.
There
isn't
is, there? Yes, there
and
is.
And it really is. It's the community that have come together and said, "Well, do you know what? During school holidays, we want bouncy castle. We want a cafe there to a place that we can come and gather. And what better use for a big old building that was kind of tumbling down?
Yeah,
the community has taken on. Literally, they've done the DIY. We occasionally, when we need some roof tiles doing, we've got some fantastic people on the island, and we ain't got any money to spend with any of this kind of stuff.
Know the feeling?
Yeah, you know. You're in a community radio station, you know exactly what you're talking
about.
So
we're quite cheeky, and we'll say to a roofer, look, we need a couple of tiles straightened up on our roof. We ain't got anything to pay you, but you'll feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And they do, and they come and they keep doing it. It's fantastic. Any roofers, by the way, we need some tiles fixing.
Any roofers out there, we'll put Heath's contact details out at the end of the interview. But yeah, so Aspire.
So what does go on in Aspire?
There is a huge long list, and it's really too long to go through. For the reason that what is reflected out in the community of all different ages and groups and abilities is reflected inside, because it's a community project, it's a community building.
Right.
So we've got over 70s lunch projects, we've got mental health, arts and crafts groups, we've got toddler groups, homeschooling's on there right now as we speak, we've got social services hired one of the rooms to do for their team meeting. We've got cake making, we've got loads of food, everything revolves around food.
Yes, I've noticed, I've been in the spa.
It's why I've put on more than a few
pounds.
There's
quite a lot of cooking goes on in the spa. We've got to go to the news in a minute.
Okay.
I'll take a bit of free up to that, and then we'll talk to you about some more about what's going on at Aspire, and some specific things you want to talk about as well. Back in a moment. And we have Heath with us again still this afternoon from Aspire in Ryde. And it's a fabulous little centre, that, isn't it? And you've got lots of things going on. We were talking over the break about collecting waste food.
Yeah, so it's something we've been doing for the last few years. And we fell into it by accident, just starting with one of our local Sainsbury stores, taking their food that's at the sell-by date, but it's not quite at its best-before date yet.
Yep.
It's still got a bit of life in it. And we brought it back to Aspire, and we started to sort through it. What's no good for human consumption? Can it still go off to a pig farmer? And we used to trade and get half a pig back every year, which is fantastic. And is it just fit for our wormery and our composting bin? So none of it goes to waste. What could we use in our building? Because we do masses and masses around food. The cakes in our coffee shop are all made from waste flour and sugar and eggs and things. And all of our soups are. So putting it to good use at Aspire, feeding the elderly, feeding our volunteers, feeding the homeless with it at Aspire, and sharing it with some of the charities. And then we've got this market stall outside the side of our building. It's there 24/7. I'm sure the whole island knows about it, because we get about 100 people a day and night
coming
to take stuff from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can just go and grab something.
You can go and grab something. It's a recycling project. So actually, for you and I, we can go and grab something. And I do at the end of a day, and I might pop 50p through the letterbox on the door as a donation towards keeping the project running. But for someone in need, someone who's sanctions on their benefits just happened, they can still go and have the same choice. And it's only there for 24 hours, so we know it's still safe to eat. So there's no health risks to it. And it gets really, really well used.
Oh, that's good.
So we now collect from a range of different shops and supermarkets. Mm. So from Barrow Boys in Ryde, from Scarrett's Lane Bakery, we get all their sticky buns every morning from the
day. You don't want sticky buns?
Oh,
no.
They're great for you.
Yeah,
from
wonderful.
Both of the Aldi stores, both in Cowes and in Lake, we collect from just about every day now.
Mm-hmm.
And from Tesco's, the main Tesco's in Ryde, and some of the little Tesco's at Wootton and Lake as well.
Oh, wow, okay, yes.
And it's surprising what stuff comes out, and we put everything to good use.
Mm. So this is largely non-packaged foods, is it? Or is it?
It's a mixture of vegetables, of some fresh stuff, always lots of bread. There's always loads of lovely smelling bread at Aspire.
Mm. Excellent.
What about Marks and Sparks?
Oh, yes. Well, so we've been collecting stuff alongside the bus shelter from Marks and Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
We get very nice quality items from Marks and Sparks. I'm not doing a disservice to the others.
No,
not at all.
We get the more luxury end there, which is lovely. So we get some really good stuff here.
That's good.
This isn't just waste produce. This is Marks and Spencer.
Marks and Spencer's waste produce.
So how much do you think we get through in a year?
I don't know. I tell you, I've got no idea, but I wonder if anybody wants to guess. Well, you're talking about in weight, are we?
Well, I can give it a little hint and a little clue in that it's tons. It's not just a couple of pounds of food or a couple of stone.
Not a couple of carrier bags full.
Per
so
year.
Last year at Aspire, how much food did we have coming through our building that we were able to repurpose?
You can call 240666 or email studio at vectorsradio.fm. Studio at vectorsradio.fm. Have a guess. How many tons of food?
Yeah.
This is recycled food.
Food that we've repurposed, that we've brought into the building, that we've put to good use. We could probably offer some cake and a cup of tea or something.
Cake
for
and a cup of tea
as a prize.
As a prize.
For the closest one.
So 240666 or studio at vectorsradio.fm if you know. Let me know. We'll continue talking for a bit now. You've, because it's not just feeding the homeless, is it? You provide a resource for the whole community in Ryde.
We do. It's a really busy centre. About 2,500 people a week coming through our doors to do fitness groups, counselling, meetings, food, to avoid isolation and loneliness.
And then that's a big thing, and not just for homeless people, but for elderly people or others. Isolation is quite tricky, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's one of the real difficulties that we've got. Being an island, we're isolated ourselves, so we feel that little bit distant from the North Island.
Yes.
But as well as that, because we're spread out a little bit as an island, and we, particularly at this time of year, we kind of batten down the hatches a bit, we don't necessarily get that human contact that you might get in a family. Families have kind of split up across Britain. My mum's up in the northeast of England, and I'm right down here in the south.
Mm.
And that's just over the last 20 years that started to happen, families fragmenting.
Is, yeah.
So I think Aspire fits some of the gap around drawing people together, around interest groups, sewing. We've got an amazing sewing group at Aspire, crocheting, knitting for our Just Be creative group, music. I mean, there's an amazing group of musicians at Aspire that are doing
things.
Well,
you actually got a little studio, haven't you, in the basement?
We have. We have. So in the catacombs, which were obviously designed for dead bodies.
Yes.
But it's a perfect place to put DJs and musicians. So we'll not put yous there yet. but musicians love it because it's a perfectly flat sound.
Oh, right, yeah, well, it would be, wouldn't it, under there? And it is. I have been down there. It is quite cool down there, isn't
it? It's brilliantly cool. So in the hot summer, it's the coolest place in Ryde. But I happen to think it's the coolest place in Ryde anyway because of the people that go there.
Yeah, it's good. So there's
also you've got gardens outside as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Community gardens.
Yeah, so we've got a brilliant mental health gardening project with Alice, who leads that. She's a horticultural expert.
Ooh.
And in fact, yes, I must plug this Sunday, all day just about, the island's first Seedy Sunday.
Seedy Sunday,
which is about swapping seeds and plants
things
like that.
Right.
So we're really shouting out to allotment holders. We've got the all the different partners, so the Botanic Gardens, we've got the chap from the garlic farm, all doing presentations, and there'll be lovely soup there throughout the day soup. As well.
He likes his soup.
He does like soup, I know, I can tell. What time does it start then on a Sunday?
I think, off the top of my head, it's 10 till 4, but I might be wrong. Check our Facebook page or the Aspire website for more details.
Okay, that's fine.
When you've got things going on, let us know and we can tell the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Put us on your mailing list. And, we often tell to community groups or individuals, say, oh, if only there was a group for X or Y, well, so why don't you go and start one?
Yes.
And then you suddenly think, well, how can I? Well, Aspire might be able to help you out.
It's dangerous because people often do. Every day I get probably 50 mad ideas thrown at me, and they always start with Aspire should do.
Yeah.
And, of course, I quickly turn back and say, well, you should do at Aspire.
Yes.
Yes. We do. Let me see. We've got here, I don't know who that... Oh, Mike Sterling has said 27.5 tonnes of food.
Oh, he's getting close.
Getting close. Mm. Is it higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher. Hi, Mike. Have another go. Alan... Oh, yeah, Alan is under that. He's put in 15 tonnes of food.
Way off.
Way off. Try again.
So it's BR6TT... Sorry, start again. You can text us 60777. Starting message was BR6TT. And we can see if you can win a free cake, a bit of cake and a cup of tea at Aspiring Ride. It is a lovely building. And now you were going to talk about... you're going to plug a vinyl thing, weren't you?
Yes. Well, everything we do at Aspire, part of our philosophy is that we want to have fun. And we've been given the use of the old bus shelter charity shop at the top end of the high street in Ryde, just past the Catholic Church, if you know where I'm at. So we've got this empty shop that we've been helping to clear and wind down and close it down. So we thought, well, what else can we do? The lease is still running on for a little bit of time yet. So our musicians approached me and said, can we do something? So for three nights only this coming weekend, that will be Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 6 till 9-ish, it's going to be a little funky new venue for Ryde. There's going to be vinyl for sale. There's going to be music in the background. There's a few people doing some acoustic sets. We've got some surplus equipment, old guitars and even a vintage drum kit and some PA kits and stuff like that. So that's all going to be sold there to be able to put all of that money back into the music project so that they can upgrade some of their kit and get some lovely new gear.
And will there be soup?
Not there. No. There'll not be soup. There'll be cans of pop and cups of tea. That's as much as it goes, I think.
We're going to go into a break with a track in a minute, Mike in Stirling has come back with 45 tonnes.
Oh, he's only five away.
Five away.
He's right. Five away. You can go higher or lower.
We'll see what happens. We still have Heath in the studio on FM 104.6, Vectis Radio, and... we've talked about during the break there, you've got all these computers people could use up at Aspire as well, haven't you?
We have. It was just a simple thing that everything these days has gone online, so you've got to do benefits claims, you've got to do job search, even to apply for housing and things like that, you've got to do it all online. Even checking Facebook, social media has become such a monster of everything's connected through social media these days. So we thought we better get some computers in our cafe. They were donated by Alawite Council last year, which was brilliant. And we've got them up and running and all the software sorted on them, so people can just drop in and do what they want. And indeed, we've got headphones on all of the sets there, so they could come and listen to Vectis Radio.
They could indeed.
They've got people like my mum, who's 94, and she wouldn't know one end of a computer from another. Could you help her? Is there someone there who could help?
Absolutely, there is. There's no particular program or project delivering anything, because things keep changing and everyone wants to know something different. So therefore we've got our volunteers on tap who may know, or they might not, but they might go away and try and find out how to do it. So I know that they've had people say, can you show me how to, can you help me with, and they've gone off and been able to sort them out and help them out.
Well, that's excellent. We've had no advance on 45 tonnes from Mike in Stirling.
Oh, well.
No
failure. It doesn't get a cake then.
We'll have to have the cake ourselves.
You can't post it to him up in Scotland.
No, we can't really, can we? You know, even one of the excellent cakes they make at a spa, I don't think it would survive the journey up to Scotland.
No.
And the cup of tea, well...
Well, a cup of tea, yeah, we shall see. But how many is it then?
So he was only five out. It's 50 tonnes, just under, actually. 50 tons of food
that that's almost a ton a week
repurposed. Yeah. So that's a huge yeah. quantity of food going through.
Does that peak and trough like around Christmas time when there's loads of food needed?
Yes, absolutely does, yes. At different times, I mean, being in a tourist-based island, at the end of the summer there's always a big surplus amount of food, and at the end of Christmas there's a huge surplus amount of food.
You're still able to process all that?
We are.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Amazing.
So is there anything you're particularly after? While you've got your 5 minutes on the radio or whatever it is, there anything you're particularly after you'd like people to help with? You said roofing.
We've got roofing. There's always stuff, practical hands-on things to be done at Aspire. But you know what? I think just to plug some of the groups that we've got, I think we've got an amazing men in sheds and women's in sheds
I was going to mention, do you have men in sheds?
Yeah, we've got a fabulous wood workshop, cycle workshop, where they fix up bikes and make wood products and things. And all the things that they come out with at the end, like a fixed, polished, beautiful bike and a nice table or whatever, that's all the byproduct. It's all about getting people talking to each other and reducing that isolation that we were talking about earlier.
And what do women in sheds do?
I've got to say, they do. I think they do much better than the men sometimes.
What do they
do? They're organised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. They've made some fantastic things, and there is a Women in Sheds Facebook page for Aspire to have a look at. They're always taking photographs and having fun.
So if people want more details about Aspire, where do they go?
They go to our website, aspireride.org.uk, or to our Facebook page, which is the usual Facebook with Aspire Ride at the end. Or just stick into any good search engine, Aspire Ride, and you'll find us.
And if people want to organise something at Aspire, it's you they talk to, basically.
Not me myself, but there's a little team of people who are fantastic in organising things and putting in bookings. So if they ring Aspire on 716020, they'll be able to get through to someone in our office to take a booking.
So could they just drop into Aspire?
They can. So Aspire is generally open 10 till 4, Monday through till Friday. We are around a little bit after that, but that's our core hours. Pop in and have a chat with one of our volunteers.
Okay.
We haven't got glossy brochures to say what we do, all of our diaries online, but the best thing is to do is to drop in and have a chat with a volunteer, because they tell it really as it is.
That's good, isn't it?
Or Google Aspire Ride.
Yes.
And say it's a very obvious building.
It is.
And we've been in there quite a few times and always had a warm welcome. It looks like a church until you open the door and you think, "Whoa, this is not what
this
I
is not a church." No.
Yes.
So, Aspire Ride, Heath and his team will be happy to assist you with whatever you want, and just drop in and buy a coffee and a cake.
Yeah, we always do our best to help.
So it's Monday to Friday, 10 till 4, pretty much. You don't open at weekends at all, other than for special.
The building's sometimes open for events, and it's hired by private functions and things like that. But as a core operation.
Core operation is 10 till 4,
Monday to
office
Friday.
Hours.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lovely to see you again. And, you're looking very dapper.
We'll have you in again in the not too distant future to talk about new things coming up at Aspire, I have no doubt. And we might do something between us, Vectis Radio and Aspire, I think.
Yeah, so we can get the diaries together, yeah.
Get the diaries together, see if we can do something.
Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.